American State Trials, 1918 Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 302. Here is the translated text as follows. 270 X. American State Trials. All chips but one were not blood. Dorsey's own doctors have put him where he can't wriggle. His own evidence hampers him. They found blood spots on a certain spot and then had him adapt his story accordingly. They had him put the finding of the body near the blood spots and had him drop it right where the spots were found. It stands to reason that if a girl had been wounded on the lathing machine, there would have been blood in the vicinity of the machine. Yet there was no blood in that place, and neither was there anywhere the body was said to have been found by Conley. The case doesn't fit. It's flimsy. And this white machine oil that they've raised such a ruckus over. It was put on the floor as a cheap common plant to make it appear as though someone had put it there in an effort to hide the blood spots. The two spots of blood and the strands of hair are the only evidence that the prosecution has that the girl was killed on the second floor. Now, about these strands of hair. Barrett, the explorer, says he found four or five strands on the lathing machine. I don't know whether he did or not. They've never been produced. I've never seen them. But it's probable, for just beyond the lathing machine, right in the path of a draft that blows in from the window, is a gas jet used by the girls in curling and primping their hair. It's very probable that strands of hair have been blown from this jet to the lathing machine. The detectives say that Frank is a crafty, cunning criminal, when deep down in their heart of hearts, they know good and well that their case is built against him purely because he was honest enough to admit having seen her that day. Had he been a criminal, he never would have told about seeing her and would have replaced her envelope in the desk, saying she had never called for her pay. I believe that a majority of women are good. The state jumped on poor Daisy Hopkins. I don't contend now, mind you, that she is a paragon of virtue. But there are men who were put up by the state who are no better than she. For instance,